Well, what is this? It's a drawing of a cube, but the faces are all the same size, particularly the nearer and the further one. But which is the nearer and which is the further? As you go on looking at it, it'll suddenly change, it'll suddenly flip. What did appear to you as the nearer suddenly shoots back and it becomes the further. And it keeps on doing that. It alternates near, far, near, far. And this is the flipping of the Necker cube. The brain can't always make up its mind. I like these phenomena very much. And you get what I call flipping from one perception to another, which is entertaining or trying out one hypothesis and then another. You change the hypothesis. Well, we see here three circles or discs with bits missing. I think of these as cakes, like black cakes with slices taken out. But lo and behold, you see something else which is not really there. You see a white triangle joining up the slices. That is a ghost. It's purely illusory. And the edges that you see are not there. There are no physical edge whatsoever. And blow me down, what the brain does, it says, no, they're not slices at all. They're being hidden from real cakes by something in front, which is a triangle, which does not exist. So you're seeing something that the brain cooks up to explain the slices in the cakes.